here we go. It is Tuesday morning, and Keith and I always check in with City Councilman Tim Mayer. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. And how are you?
Good. I think we're all fine and dandy here in Bloomington, and no big problems with weather like we've seen some of our other counterparts from sea to shining sea, whether it's El Nino or feet of snow on the East Coast. It's kind of nice not to be our problem here in the Midwest.
That's right.
So I'd just like to thank the council for making that happen.
If anybody, thank you, Tim.
If anybody ran on that re-election platform, it has worked very nicely.
I think we all did.
Well,
yeah.
Good. Now, you guys didn't have a meeting last week. We understand that. But do you have anything going on this week? What do we need to know? It looks like Keith has an empty look on his face. That's my job.
Actually, we did have a meeting last week.
Yes.
But not a meeting where anybody could say anything.
But there's no agenda. That is correct. And so we canceled. We still do not have legislative work coming forward, so we canceled tomorrow's meeting. So we are going zero for zero at this point.
I heard Keith ask you a very important question as you were warming up in the bullpen here at WGCL. How much are we paying you for this, and do we get a refund? How does that work?
My response to Keith was the big bucks. But
Yeah.
But don't worry. We will burn our keep.
Well, Tim, put it in perspective. This is not unusual in a change of administration,
mayor,
and organization, and all of those things happening.
That's right. We have a new mayor. They're developing legislation to come forward. I think our council attorney told me yesterday that we will be looking at an appropriation ordinance, and that will be for things which I have no idea what the ordinance will be at this point, but I'm sure it will be for things that the new mayor sees that, needs to be done right away. So that's something we can look forward to. But the council is not idle during this time. We have just wrapped up, the citizen committees have just wrapped up the community development block grant recommendations that will then go to the city's redevelopment commission and the mayor and then the council for approval. And
can you talk about what any of those recommendations might be?
Yeah, I can talk in generality about it there because there's two parts to the CDBG funding. One is social service activity, which is Councilmember Susan Sandberg is on that committee, and I happen to be on the Community Development Blackland Physical Improvement Committee. And that committee looks at requests from not-for-profit agencies and the city itself. So we are looking at sidewalk improvements, modifications to Middleway House and the Boys and Girls Club, accessibility, money for accessibility to help keep people in their homes, modification of properties up in the Crestmont addition for Section 8 housing. So a number of things like that come forward, and we review them. We go out on site tours and make our recommendation. That recommendation now will go to the Redevelopment Commission for their approval, and then on to the mayor, ultimately back to the council for final approval. So that's one thing that, is in the works.
Now, the council has met, and you're developing your committee appointments too, aren't you?
Well,
our committees, I mean?
Yes, that has been accomplished. The council is now getting ready to review applications for our being the council's appointments to boards and commissions, and that activity is starting this week. People who want to be on, say, the think about a commission that somebody could be on, Utility Service Board.
Yeah.
If a council has an appointment to that board and the seat is vacant, then the council can make a recommendation.
Okay.
To that board. So there are three council committees, three members each, and we review the applications, interview the prospective board member, and make our recommendations. So, and those are council appointments. Typically, the mayor has a few more appointments than the council does if it's that type of board. So, for example, we do not have any appointments to the City Plan Commission. Those are all mayoral appointments. So,
Tim, we had an unfortunate collision of circumstances, and I think you can comment more on this. Flint, Michigan, they have a water problem up there. Then all of a sudden, the same time they're dealing with their big water problem in Flint, we're talking about some water issues in Bloomington. Give us your perspective on all of that. And are we do we have a problem in Bloomington with our water?
Well, there is a problem, and the city utility department has been working on it for some time, and we have a consulting engineering firm that is working on it. The Utility Service Board approved that back some time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a new problem, and it's a problem that most utilities are dealing with what it is referred to as disinfectant byproducts, DPBs they call them, and it is a function of the, for lack of a better word, the purification of the water. Once that water goes through the treatment process, there are these DPBs that are part of the water, and the issue is how do you get as much of that out of the water as possible. Now, the city of Bloomington's utility department has, you know, we have to abide by Indiana Department of Natural Resources federal agency.
Mm-hmm. EPA?
EPA.
EPA, Environmental Protection
right.
Agency. We have to meet those standards, and we are below the limit that are allowed to be passed through that water system, but we are getting close to it. So, you know, Mayor Hamilton wanted to get out in front of this, and so he has required the utility to give the USB more frequent updates about the issue. We have hired a second engineering firm to look over the shoulder of the first engineering firm, and the mayor is committed to wrapping it up as fast as we can, sometime in the spring, to come to a recommendation and a solution to the problem. Now,
so the recommendation would just be how you treat it, how often you treat it, what do you treat it with to keep it underneath that level?
Well, it's basically the treatment protocol as well as...
Are we going above and beyond here?
No, we are not.
Okay.
And that's the important point. I think it's important that, you know, your water supply is as safe as possible.
That's the key point, is so, our water is safe to drink.
That is right.
Okay.
That
well,
is
it has
right.
to be, or they tell
it
us
is.
To
we
stop.
Haven't, we haven't reached that upper limit that is of the great concern. And it's nothing like what's going on in Flint, Michigan.
No.
And none of us are glowing.
Yeah. Right.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. The city councilman checks in. And now this water thing moving forward is no one's going to fight this. No one's going. This is not a $1 million problem. Is it $1 million? What are we talking about here?
No, it's not $1 million.
Okay, so we just take a couple of those sanitary tablets, throw them in the big drink, and let that work its magic.
There you
right?
go.
Well, there you go.
Tim,
I don't know the science on it, but I suspect what will happen is it will be the solution to it will be. Protocol, how do you process it? At what point do you do certain things within the steps of the purification process? And then there may be additional physical improvements to the plant itself that processes the water. That, you know, it may be filtration, it may be, who knows? I don't know. I'm not a scientist, I'm not an engineer, so I can't.
Tim, help me on this. A while back, we were talking about bringing another pipeline in from Lake Monroe to help our water situation. Is that done, and does any of this have anything to do with that second water line?
No, it does not have to do with that. That work has all been completed. We
okay.
do have a secondary line. We do have an additional water tank, you know, which is interesting because about 8 years during that discussion for
right.
whether we should increase our water treatment capacity from 24 million gallons a day to 30 million gallons a day. A lot of people said, oh, just build more water towers and, you know, water tanks, and that'll solve your problem and you don't have to worry about it. Well, the reality is, and it comes right back to this discussion we're having right now, the reality is water that is processed has to keep moving. You have to keep it fresh, so you can't just treat a bunch of water, put it in a tank, and let it sit there for a month, and then draw it down when you want it. You have to. That water is constantly being changed within those tanks.
Right.
It's.
You have to treat it again coming out of the tanks.
No, you don't. But there would be no. I don't think there'd be a way to do that.
Okay.
But it's a balancing act between how you treat the water, get it to the tank, which the tank is basically. Fed by pumps that pump the water into the tank, which then allows gravity to deliver it to your home, to
right.
your faucet.
And gravity is undefeated.
That's right.
It's not only a good idea, it's the law.
But the whole point, the whole key to it is
movement.
Not to hold the water too long, or those disinfectant byproducts will grow in effect.
Now, this is a new thing we just figured out, or why is this
has this been
brewing?
That's always been part of the process. It's just that people are, EPA and IDEM are taking a greater scrutiny at looking at those things. It's pretty much the way things have been. So they're working on the problem. And now the good news is that our current temperatures right now are to our benefit, because it's really a matter of as they describe, it's a matter of temperature and time in the pipe, basically. So if it's cold, the temperature's down. And
yeah, bacteria doesn't grow.
That's correct.
That's right. The warmer it gets, it grows. It's happy.
That's right. So the problem is more of a summer problem than is a winter problem.
That makes sense.
But still, you want to get as much of that away from the water supply as possible.
That's right. So, safer the better.
So they're working on it. They're working on it.
Good to hear.
Tim, before we let you go, Jack Hopkins is coming up again, and that's a huge, important project for Bloomington.
That's correct, and that will start taking place late March, early April. Typically, the allocation process is during late April, May, in that time frame. So
now, these are city allocations for nonprofits?
That is correct.
And did they have to apply now, or is that all over with?
No, the process starts with the committee meeting and going through the criteria to make sure that the criteria that we are using are fulfilling the needs of what the community is in need of. And then the applications are requested.
Do you know how much money you have this year?
I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
But it's never enough.
It's typically around $250,000.
Right.
So.
Very nice.
And one thing that goes before that is Council Sidewalk Committee will be meeting and we'll start discussing.
Are tickets available yet for that, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Are tickets available yet for that?
Sure. You can come anytime you want.
So should we bring our neighborhood to the next council meeting and say we need a sidewalk?
About the Council Sidewalk Committee, Community Development Block Grant, Jack Hopkins.
That's all open.
They're all open to the public, and the public can come and comment and join in the conversation. So.
When is your town hall meeting? Everybody else is having one. When are you going to have one?
Not having one anytime soon.
Keep an eye on Fridays, as we've seen here in the new year, that every Friday there's been some department that's had a town hall meeting. So,
if
you want transparency, if you want to know what's going on, there are plenty of options to do so. It's whether you can fit them into your busy schedules. Tim, join us next Tuesday, won't you?
We'll do.
It will be Groundhog Day.
Thank you.
Oh, really?
Yes, it will.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye out.
We'll celebrate together, just like last year.
Groundhog Day again?
Seems like it's going on and on. People listen to this program say, Groundhog Day. Oh, yeah. I've seen that movie.
Here we go.
There we go. Tim, great job as always. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Talk to you next week.